3. Anger and body language. Actions speak louder than words. Handsome is as handsome does. What you are speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you are saying. Do any of these statements sound familiar? What is the thought they are trying to convey? Basically, that our words and actions must match each other. When people's actions contradict their words, what do you think most others believe? The actions, of course. To understand better why we choose to believe actions over words, we need to look closely at communication itself. 3 basic factors make up the majority of communication: words, tone of voice, and nonverbal behavior. Let's start with 3 simple words. I love you. Now, since we aren't actually sitting together, we will need to help by physically participating if you are alone. Speak out the words, I love you. Say the words several different ways, as follows. 1. Pretend you are talking to someone you know. Make a fist and hold it in front of your face. Now clench your teeth and shake your fist at the person in a hostile manner and say, I love you. Do you think the person listening to your message of love will believe you? 2. Now let's try another experiment. Do not make a fist or clench your teeth. Look at the person and say, I love you, but this time put a question mark after the word you. Do you think he or she will believe your message now? We have removed the nonverbal part of the communication and conveyed only the actual spoken words, 7%, and tone of voice, 38%. You can see the tone of voice is still the most powerful part of the communication. Just for fun, try saying, I love you, in several other ways. By changing the inflection of your voice, you can change your message entirely. 3. Say, I love you, with no gestures or emotion at all. The person listening will not be clear about the message. Without tone or nonverbal behavior, he or she will be confused. The words are positive, but there are no positive tones or gestures. 4. Say, I love you, and place the emphasis on the word, I. Now you are saying, if no one else loves you, I love you. 5. Say, I love you, and place the emphasis on the word love. Now you are saying, I love you, as compared with liking you. 6. Say, I love you, and place the emphasis.